Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Thunderstruck by Eric Larson is a narrative nonfiction book that braids together two seemingly separate stories at the dawn of the 20th century. One follows Guglielmo Marconi and the intense race to perfect wireless telegraphy across the Atlantic, a breakthrough that would reshape communication, commerce, and national security. The other tracks a London murder investigation at a time when modern policing was still taking form, and the city's infrastructure and social habits created both opportunity and concealment. Larson is known for reconstructing history through vivid scene setting and close attention to real people, and here he uses those strengths to show how technology, media, and public fascination can collide. The title points not only to electricity and radio, but also to the sudden shocks delivered by crime and innovation alike. Rather than presenting a dry chronology, the book highlights suspense, timing, and the human costs of progress, illustrating how a new invention can alter what is possible and what is preventable in everyday life. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Marconi and the high-stakes race to send signals through the air. A central topic is the emergence of wireless telegraphy and Marconi's role in turning a fragile laboratory idea into an operational system. The book emphasizes that the early wireless era was not a straightforward march of invention but a competitive, uncertain scramble involving patents, funding, skepticism, and technical limitations. Larson portrays how Marconi had to persuade investors and governments that invisible waves could be reliable across long distances, while also dealing with the practical engineering problems of transmitters, receivers, tuning, and interference. The narrative highlights the Atlantic as both a symbolic and technical barrier, where success would prove wireless as more than a novelty. It also shows how the new medium depended on networks of stations, skilled operators, and standardized procedures, not just one brilliant inventor. By focusing on the human side of experimentation, including setbacks and risky demonstrations, the book conveys the entrepreneurial and political dimensions of scientific progress. Readers come away understanding that wireless was born in a world already shaped by telegraph cables, and that Marconi had to define a new business model and public expectation for speed, reach, and immediacy in communication. Secondly, London, modernity, and a murder that exposes social fault lines. Running alongside the technology story is a detailed account of a London murder case that unfolds amid the routines and blind spots of a large city. The book uses the investigation to explore how urban life at the time could mask predatory behavior, and how public spaces, lodging houses, and transportation systems affected both crime and detection. Larson places the case within the realities of policing before many modern forensic tools were available, making the outcome depend heavily on observation, witness accounts, and persistence. The narrative also pays attention to press coverage and public anxiety, showing how sensational crime stories shape perception and sometimes pressured authorities. This thread illustrates the gap between the promise of a modern age and the persistence of vulnerability, especially for people with limited resources or social power. By reconstructing the rhythms of London streets and institutions, the book offers context for why the criminal could operate as he did and why the investigation faced obstacles. The case becomes a lens on class, gender expectations, and the ways a society processes fear when confronted with brutality in the midst of everyday normalcy. Thirdly, parallel narratives and the theme of connection versus isolation. One of the book's most important ideas comes from its structure. It alternates between the pursuit of a new form of connection and the terrifying isolation experienced by victims and investigators. Larson uses this parallel approach to underscore how technological progress can coexist with personal danger, and how the same era can produce both optimism and dread. Wireless telegraphy promises instantaneous reach, yet the murder story reveals how individuals can still be cut off, unheard, or overlooked. The book suggests that being connected is not only a technical condition, but also a social one, dependent on attention, credibility, and the willingness of institutions to act. The pacing created by switching between narratives builds suspense and highlights contrasts, such as controlled experiments versus chaotic street life, or public demonstrations versus private suffering. This topic also covers how information travels. Rumors, headlines, telegrams, and official messages each shape outcomes in different ways. By linking these threads, the book encourages readers to think about the moral neutrality of technology. Tools that compress distance can inform, entertain, and protect, but they do not automatically create safety or justice without human choices, systems, and accountability. Fourthly, the media, public spectacle, and the business of attention. Thunderstruck shows how the early 20th century was already an age of intense media competition, where stories of invention and crime could become public spectacles. Wireless news had the potential to change reporting by reducing the lag between events and publication, and Larson depicts how this prospect affected commercial interests and national pride. At the same time, newspapers amplified the murder case, shaping public emotions and creating pressure for resolution. This topic examines how attention becomes a commodity. Inventors needed headlines to attract backers and legitimacy, while editors needed dramatic narratives to sell papers. Larson illustrates that public understanding of complex technology often arrives through simplified accounts, demonstrations, and rival claims, which can both educate and mislead. The murder coverage reveals another side of mass attention, where sensationalism can distort empathy, turn tragedy into entertainment, or create moral panics. Yet publicity can also prompt action, mobilize witnesses, and encourage reforms. By presenting these dynamics together, the book highlights a feedback loop between events and their portrayal. The reader sees how information systems, whether wireless transmissions or printed papers, shape what societies notice, fear, celebrate, and ultimately demand from authorities and innovators. How early wireless foreshadows today's communication dilemmas. Although set more than a century ago, the book's wireless story invites comparison to modern debates about communication technology. Larson emphasizes recurring patterns. Breakthrough tools arrive with bold promises, uneven understanding, and disputes over ownership and standards. Early wireless faced interference, reliability issues, and questions about who should control the airwaves, concerns that echo in modern discussions about spectrum, platforms, and regulation. The narrative also highlights dependence on infrastructure and trained operators, reminding readers that seamless connectivity is built on human labor and institutional coordination. Importantly, the book frames technology as a force that can alter the speed of response to crises, which has implications for both prevention and exploitation. The murder thread reinforces that faster communication does not automatically solve deeper social problems, but it can change how quickly societies react and how narratives spread. This topic encourages readers to see innovation as a system rather than a gadget. Inventions reshape markets, politics, and personal expectations. By understanding the formative period of wireless, readers gain perspective on why new media can feel disruptive, why hype often outruns reality, and why ethical and practical questions tend to follow every leap in connectivity. In conclusion, this book is best for readers who enjoy narrative nonfiction that feels like a novel but stays grounded in documented history, especially those interested in the origins of modern communication, the evolution of policing, and the way public life changes when information begins to travel faster. It will also appeal to fans of true crime who want more than a case summary, including social context and the mechanics of investigation in a different era. The benefit to a reader's life comes from perspective. Thunderstruck makes clear that today's debates about technology, media frenzy, and public safety have deep roots. Seeing Marcana's struggle to prove wireless and the parallel struggle to catch a killer helps readers think more critically about progress, hype, and the limits of systems meant to protect people. Compared with similar history books, Larson stands out for his ability to interweave two high-tension stories without losing clarity, using suspense to motivate learning rather than replacing it. The result is an accessible, memorable account that teaches how innovation spreads, how institutions respond under pressure, and why human choices remain central even in an age of astonishing new tools. If you would like to support Eric Larson, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.